If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Hi.
Who is it?
It's Carol Singers.
This is Christmas Podding's 12 Days of Christmas Podcasts, a podcast every day from now till Christmas Day.
Good King Winceslas, look out.
Now, here's your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Well, hi everyone, welcome along to Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness, and welcome along to the 12 Days of Christmas podcast. We're doing a podcast a day from now till Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, Vanessa.
Hello, Merry Christmas. How exciting to be here. We are 12 days away from Christmas. Well, 12 podcasts away from Christmas,
absolutely,
we should say, which is just, I mean, highlight of the year. We are right in the zone now.
What, Christmas or 12 days of podcast?
I mean, 12 days of podcast, of course. Yeah.
It totally overshadows Christmas itself, actually. So make sure you tell your friends, download, and please spread this with others, because we are trying to spread some Christmas cheer, and we've got a lot of it coming up over the next 12 days. Lots to talk about on today's podcast. Reasons not to be involved in an eco Christmas. I know we bang on about this, but I've got some good reasons this time.
Okay.
I really do have some really good reasons. The eco Christmas fans have taken it too far.
Yep.
So I'm going to bring it back in our direction a little later on the show. And the best in Christmas food. Oh, there's some really cool ideas kicking around at the moment. In fact, one of them was, should we give it a little bit away? The Kit Kat four meals
so
in one.
I'm so excited about this.
Christmas meal in a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it later. We cannot wait. But we'll start now with a brand new movie. It's been on Netflix for the last month. Have you heard of this Christmas movie? It's called Holiday.
I am done casually dating on the holidays. There's way too much pressure. It's ridiculous.
Try being the only single person left in your family.
Isn't it great? He's my holiday.
What?
A date solely for the holiday. No commitment.
What I need for New Year's Eve. We can be each other's holidays.
You look really sad.
Human beings aren't meant to be alone on the holidays.
We've both watched this. Mm-hmm. It stars Julia Roberts' niece. What's her name? Emma Roberts. Didn't you recognise her?
I didn't know. It was her niece.
Yeah, her niece.
Oh,
it's her brother's daughter. Her brother's an actor as well. And and some other Aussie dude who looks like he could be a Hemsworth brother.
Oh, my gosh. When he came on screen, so he's like the hunk of the movie,
you
know. When he came on screen and then he spoke and you're like, he's the Aussie hunk. Of course he is.
They clearly couldn't afford the fourth Hemsworth brother, so
no,
they've got this guy as well.
He's really good, though.
Give you a nutshell. Basically, two single people who hate going to events around Christmas time because Christmas is skewed towards couples and families. So they've come up with the holiday. You be my date for the holidays. What do you think?
Oh, look, yeah. I love the whole unlucky in love. Mm. Let's just do this fun experiment. And, of course, everyone knows how it's going to end. Of course they're going to get together. But look, so much fun along the way, just the family dynamics. I love all the stereotypes of families at Christmas and other occasions through the year. But look, I just thought it had fun. It was Christmassy. It just loved it, gave us a lot of laughs, not for the kids, however.
I actually agree with you. I loved it. I think it's got potential to be an instant classic. It was fun. It had, you know, festiveness the whole way through. I love the actors. I really enjoyed it. I actually smiled and laughed out loud. And it did actually ask a couple of questions because it pointed out some of the flaws with Christmas. Like, if you're single, is Christmas a painful time of year? Which is probably something we should discuss. I thought about it. I thought, is it bad to go to a Christmas party on your own? Because, I mean, we've been married to our own partners for, you know, I've been married 18 years. What about you, 15 years or something?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
14. I know. It is an interesting one and does come up at work Christmas parties where it's whether or not your spouse is invited. Mm-hmm. You know, so that can go either way. But no, I don't think it has to be painful for single people. And I like to think as a married person that, you know, we other married people don't make it awkward. Like I like to think it's just, hey, we're all just there to celebrate, to have Christmas. Like my single sister comes to all our Christmas things and we're like, hey, do you want to stay over the night? Do you want to do this? Like, you know, I think it definitely doesn't have to be a sad and lonely time.
Surely it would be a better time if you were single. You're more available.
Yeah.
You can go to every event under the sun. You don't have to worry about babysitting for your kids. You're just rock up, turn up, there's a bit of mistletoe. Hello, enjoy while you can.
Right. You know what I mean? I'm doing single Christmas.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it actually sounds really attractive.
Yeah, it does.
I've got a friend who's single. He hates Christmas. Hi, Brad. I know he hates Christmas, okay. And he listens to this podcast. It ain't as bad as he makes out. Surely there's enough joy in the world. And people, as you said, wouldn't try and make it couple-esque. It's just, I'm going with my partner.
Doesn't matter who's there what their status is.
People separate when they go to events, and you know, the guys hang out by the barbecue, yeah. And the girls go and wherever they go. And
it's a bit stereotypical.
Well,
it's not always the men. I know what you were going to say.
I paused, yeah.
The ladies in the kitchen.
No, that's not what I meant. They do whatever they do, usually around the wine bar or something. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The gin bar.
I've been
to a Christmas party where you were basically glued to the gin bar all night. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much to do at Christmas time. But you're talking to two people that are married, so maybe our perspective is a little off. I know my sister, who isn't married, has been basically forced to work most Christmases, and that sucks.
I don't like the assumption that single people are fine to work over Christmas because they don't have kids or a husband or wife. Like, I think that's a very unfair assumption.
Yeah. When I was single, like we're talking a long time ago, I'd often choose to work Christmas because I enjoyed the penalty rates.
Yeah,
like I'm like, I'll take the shifts if no one else wants them.
So would you, if you were single, would you do the holiday date? Would you go, hey, let's just hang out at all the Christmas do's just for fun?
I think there's the merit in the movie in the fact that it's just taking the same person along, someone that you like, but take a bestie along.
Yeah.
Take someone with you who you company you enjoy. So there isn't that awkwardness of walking in on your own.
Definitely.
I get that. And then you've got an excuse to leave. Oh, we've got to go see my Mary's parents.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's nice also to have that base when you are at a party, especially when there's a lot of people you don't know. It's nice to have a base to come back to and just like, okay, well now I can just stop making an effort for 5 minutes.
It's on Netflix now. It's called Holidate. As we said, this is not one for the kids. And there are a couple of our favourite brilliant Christmas movies, one of which we're talking about a little later on in the show, which are not suitable for kids. This one's not, but it's a great little movie for yourself. So go and enjoy it. It's out now. Coming up, best Christmas song of all time. We hinted at this on a previous podcast. We've had the same views on nearly everything Christmas for a while. Changed my views.
What?
Yeah, I've changed my vibe.
This is big.
I'll let you know what it is next on Christmas Podding.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Available now, just in time for Christmas. It's Christmas Podding's podcast playlist. Liam and Ness's ultimate list of Christmas classics like this.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low.
Festive faves like this.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And happy holidays.
And all-time happy hits like this.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Look, we're talking all things Christmas in our 12 Days of Christmas podcast. There's a podcast a day, every day, from now until Christmas Day. Favourite Christmas songs? Look, we can actually answer this question on pure numbers alone. This was voted the biggest Christmas song of all time.
Oh,
like that massive hit by Slade, makes him a couple of $1 million every year.
I mean,
you like that?
Objectively, not the best song, but just very popular for some reason.
It's in my top few. Now, your favourite Christmas song? Are we still going with Mariah Carey?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Such a classic. Love a sing along.
And up until a couple of weeks ago, I would have agreed with you. We've always said that's what we've said
since the start.
It's kind of like the show's song. You know, we love that song. It's always been our Christmas thing. I've changed my mind. This is my new all-time favorite.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave me away.
I'm going with Last Christmas
what?
From the air. I'm going with Last Christmas.
What made you change?
It's always been in the top few. Like, yeah. I've always loved the song. The movie that came out last year, Last Christmas
you
with Emilia Clarke.
That.
I did love the movie.
Are you rewatching that?
I watched it the other day. Yeah.
Oh, already?
I've already seen it.
Okay.
And loved it just as much seventh time around. Great movie. And of course, hearing the backstory, I mean, George Michael obviously wrote the song. He approved the movie being made before he passed away. They used all of his songs in the movie. It's just, I mean, Christmas and romance go hand in hand.
They really do.
Don't they, just? I mean, it's a romantic time of year.
I know. It just, you know, I can't quite pinpoint what it is, but there's just something about seeing a love story that's set at Christmas that just, it doubly fills your heart with that joy and that warmth. And it's just so romantic, and especially for Northern Hemisphere movies where it's, you know, snowing and they're rugged up, and it just all adds to the atmosphere.
We always wrap up this show with a Christmas song of our own. And we've got not one, but we've now got two versions of Last Christmas kicking around, and I love them both. Like, they're my favourites of all time. I mean, you're taking lead on both. You're actually very good. You sing the lead on both those songs.
Well, I didn't have a choice in that. You just, you know, told the producer, Justin, to pull down your own levels.
Couldn't hit the notes. It's too high for me.
And yet we've never sung All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Too high. It's impossible. It's an impossible sing-along classic. When you go to, when you watch your Christmas carols on the TV, it's only the best singers of all time that have a crack at it, because you need to be able to have a range like there's no tomorrow.
And they're always doing the performance as opposed to the sing-along. Everybody sing-along will put the words on the screen.
I've never been to a carols where they've sung All I Want for Christmas.
That's so true.
Is You. So no, I just wanted to change my vote and let you know that every time I now hear Last Christmas, it warms my heart. They do. What's that that game they play every year? When can you survive an entire season without hearing Last Christmas?
Oh yeah,
in the shops,
like a bingo.
Or on the radio.
Yeah. Yep.
Why would you not? Why would you want to?
I know.
Why wouldn't you want
it's
to
the
hear
best.
It? I think I've heard it every day for the last 2 months.
We should play the opposite and like tally how many times we hear it and try and beat each other.
Well, I've been listening to Christmas tunes since the 1st of November. Mm-hmm. So I reckon at least twice a day. So I'm nearly at 100 already. I'm ready to
okay.
go.
You win. You just win.
Coming up real soon, Christmas food. We've scoured the shelves and we've found some of the most unique, some say weird, we say fantastic Christmas food to look out for this Christmas. We'll run into the list, let you know what we think of it next here on Christmas Podding.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We talk all things Christmas. We've got Christmas food on our agenda right now. Can I just run you through a quick list of food? We'll do a yay or nay. Christmas food is unique at the best of times. Sometimes it can be a little bit weird. I mean, they try and mesh all the Christmas flavours together.
Yeah, it can get borderline a little odd when it's like they try to incorporate certain flavours just for the sake of it. But sometimes it's genius.
Yes or no? Candy cane gin. Available in stores now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think gin manufacturers have gotten really good and really clever with their flavours. I'd try that for sure.
I've been drinking Christmas gin since November. It's a mulberry flavour.
Oh, nice.
I had it at your house actually a couple of months ago, and I went and bought a bottle. $60 a bottle.
Yeah, I know. It's not cheap.
It's not a cheap bottle of gin.
We have got a Christmas gin as well, and it's gingerbread flavour.
Is it really?
It's delicious.
I think that's a fantastic idea. So we'll put a yes for the flavoured Christmas flavoured gins. Christmas tree shaped pizza is now in the store. You can buy a pizza. It's in the shape of a Christmas tree. Yes.
Hello,
or no?
Of course.
Oh, I'm a big nay on that.
Why? What's wrong?
Where do you cut it?
You just cut like wedges, just chunks, or cut it horizontally into slices.
Look, it took me a long time to get my head around a square shaped pizza. I just like the traditional shape. I'm sure the flavours are the same.
I see it as a bit of a pull apart even, because I've made, I don't know if you've ever been to a Christmas party where I make this puff pastry savoury Christmas tree where you kind of twist the ends, and so then it's a really easy pull apart. That's what I kind of think the pizza might be.
Yeah, no, I think less surface area as well. I feel like I'm getting less of a pizza. At least with a circle, I know I'm getting a full bite.
Well, I'm sure it's a gimmick where they charge double
Absolutely.
And give you less.
Why wouldn't you? Christmas tinner. Now, you've heard of Christmas dinner. This is dinner in a tin or in a can. Oh. So it's a layered meal. So they'll do turkey on the bottom, then some veggies, then some pudding, and then some custard. Look at that. This is dry reaching. No.
I'm about to gag.
We've heard of this before, though.
Oh,
this
but
is not
that
new.
Is an absolute no. Honestly, like, it's Christmas. Mm. There are so many better things you could do on the cheap. I assume it's a budget thing, you know.
In a can. Yeah.
But no, that it's just wrong on every level.
Yeah. Go and buy an $8 roast chicken and then you've got three meals worth. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like exactly. Yeah. Like, there's so many other ways you can do a budget Christmas than buy a tin. Please don't do it.
I'd definitely try it. I'd try all of this stuff.
Is the pudding in the same tin?
Yeah, yeah. It's in its layer. So you've got your meat down the bottom, your veggies, then the pudding at the top. No. So when you pour it out, it's like... It's
I bet there's that fake mashed potato in there too.
Yeah, Deb.
Oh, yuck.
That's what they call it, Deb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even potato.
Christmas cheese. They're now doing chocolate-coated Christmas cheese. Unlikely combo. Dark chocolate mixed with orange and crumbly cheese all over the top. I love this. Sounds like heaven on a plate to me.
I've never really thought of a chocolate coated cheese before, but I would do it for sure. Love chocolate, love cheese.
Every time I do a cheese board, I do chocolate coated, you know, peanuts or sultanas. Yeah. So why wouldn't you cover it? Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, definitely.
I'm in on that. What are your thoughts on the pumpkin spice latte? They're in the stores at the moment. I know Starbucks do it. They try to bring it in as a Thanksgiving thing, but I'm a big fan. I love pumpkin spice. I know it can rub people the wrong way. Are you into this non-traditional flavour for Australians anyway?
Well, for starters, as we know, I love pumpkin anything.
Your favourite food.
So I do love the idea of the pumpkin spice latte. What I don't like, though, is really syrupy, sugary coffee. Like, I don't have sugar in my coffee, so I wouldn't go and buy this. But the flavour, I definitely am all on board with. Like, just give me the piece of pumpkin pie and I'll have it with my coffee. But I'm just not really a sweet coffee
drinker.
They do
gingerbread flavour as well. Last year when I was in the UK, I had like two a day, gingerbread coffees a day, morning and afternoon.
It's a beautiful flavour.
This is the good one that caught our eye, the Kit Kat Christmas meal. Four courses in a Kit Kat, melon appetizer, baked ham for the main, pudding. Like, so you know the strips of a Kit Kat, the four strips, they're all flavoured. Willy Wonka style. Did they do that with a chewing gum in Willy Wonka?
Yeah. I mean, a bit different in Willy Wonka.
This sounds like tinner in a can. Sounds like the same thing.
No, it's different though. But like, I'm just fascinated. Yes, I would try it just out of ultimate fascination, because how would they incorporate the baked ham flavour in a Kit Kat, in chocolate? Like, I don't know how that works, but I would absolutely try
I'd try all this. You can do no wrong when it comes to Christmas flavours. So our advice, try as much as you can while you can, because they limit it to only a month of the year. Yeah. As I found out with the turkey stuffing chips last year, you can't buy them anymore.
No.
And I've searched online over
you
and over
stocked up.
And over again. Why doing an eco Christmas is a bad idea. We've got some arguments against. I know the eco warriors have been trying to cancel our Christmas for a while. I'm not having a major stab at them. This is tongue in cheek, but I'll let you know. Okay. I'll let you know why it's a bad idea. Up next on Christmas Podding.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home, with your hosts Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Hey, day one of our 12 Days of Christmas podcast. Thanks for downloading. We've got a podcast every single day between now and Christmas Day. Yes, it's as much work as it sounds. We have been in the studio for hours.
Yep.
But we want to be here. We love it.
Oh, there's just so much Christmas to talk about. Like, we literally couldn't fit it all in. So this is the only way to get through everything we wanted to for Christmas 2020.
Why doing an eco Christmas is a bad idea. Now, some of the eco warriors have been saying for a while, listen, you know, you want to do an eco Christmas. Mm-hmm. Make it fun, they say. So here's an article I found on how to make an eco Christmas fun.
Yeah.
I don't even need to whack an argument in here, because once I tell you what they've said, you'll agree with
me. You love this though.
I do.
You've never been on board.
No.
The eco Christmas.
Absolutely. I'd use a whole roll of paper on a present if I could, just to make it harder to unwrap. And I don't care. It's
just
Christmas
as a joke.
Throw it in the bin. So the eco Christmas people have said, hey, decorate a broom, not a tree.
What?
Don't go getting a tree. It's bad for the environment.
Just
decorate your broom. Put some tinsel on. See?
What happens when
you want to use it?
Exactly.
Exactly. Hey, these are not my words. This is how the eco people have said, make a fun Christmas. It, you know, with the broom, it's already in the house. So, no, it's a no. Give zero waste presents.
Yeah.
What was the fun in that? Define zero waste. So no wrapping.
Well, or would it be just something that you already have that you don't use anymore? Like, is that the kind of thing where you're not making any impact on the environment, on purchasing?
No, I do like that. I like that one, actually.
Well, yeah, that's a bit of your re-give.
It's absolutely
really
my re-give value. So I'll give us one each then.
Yeah.
So we'll go one each. So basically they're saying give a present that you don't want anymore. Yes, I'll agree with you, Eco Warriors. Eco crackers are now a thing. No taste, no fun, just like basically a bit of cardboard.
You
if you're going to eat in excess. Eat the best of Christmas food that you can afford this year.
Yeah.
They're made cheaper. They use less when they make it. Come on.
Yeah, look, we all like a bit of fun, don't we?
Two for me, one for them. And no toys this year. The Eco Warriors have said, hey, no toys. Look, the kids, the kids don't need extra toys. They've already got toys. Well, where's the fun in that?
That's what presents are.
Wonder Meat.
Okay.
I'm just gonna claim as a whim.
Look, like we've said before, can we just balance it out? Like, just pick something that
we can't. I spend my whole year balancing.
But if it's important to you, if it's important to you.
But I spend my whole year, I'm vigilant on recycling.
Yeah.
Like, I go through the bins and I put the right stuff in there. If the kids get it wrong, I make them go out and get it out. Like, I'm vigilant on that.
Yeah.
I do my bit 360 days a year. Surely for that week or that day, Boxing Day, I can just have a day off.
Okay. Well, do you put your Christmas wrapping paper in the recycling bin?
No. I have
you can do that.
I have a complete avoidance of all things eco when it comes to Christmas. That for those couple of days a year, I just want to forget about the diet, want to forget about the pressures of the world and just love it sick.
Look, that's fine. Yep. But you're a bit of a quirk, but I'm just saying most people...
Are we name calling now, are we? I've got a few up my sleeve for you.
It's pretty obvious.
That's where we're starting.
Far away.
No, I do. I do. I do recycle the Christmas paper. I'll give you that.
Then
much.
You're doing something.
Yeah.
All you know, you've picked your one thing to do, and good for you. I just think we can't be everything to everyone, but if it means anything to you, just pick a thing and do it.
I'll ask you the question again when I give you your present this year, which is going to be something of mine I don't want anymore.
No. I didn't say I'm on board. This was your segment.
Hang on a second. Hang on. You can't sit there and pretend to be on board with the Eco Warriors.
I didn't pretend.
You're just silent, were you?
Yeah. I was just listening to what you had to say.
You're just letting me hang out to dry when you actually agree with everything I say.
Maybe. Maybe not.
One of our favourite movies of all time is in the news this week. In fact, one of their leads says she's never seen it. Yeah, right. We'll get to that on Christmas Podding up next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Our favourite Christmas movie of all time, for long-time listeners of this podcast will know, is this.
We'll get it. Oh, hi.
Who is it?
It's carol singers.
Give him a quid and tell him to bugger off.
We just adore Love Actually. Yeah. There's nothing we don't like about it. In fact, the only thing we don't like about it is how unfamily friendly it is, because they could have just cut one or two storylines out and it would have been a Christmas classic all time.
How many times have you watched it this season?
Not yet. No, I haven't watched it this season. Oh, so many other movies to watch.
It's a bit late for you,
watch.
Though.
So many others. But Keira Knightley's come out and she said, Love Actually, I've never seen it, she said.
What?
I am calling an absolute lie on that.
Did she go to the premiere?
Didn't hang around for it, didn't watch it, has never watched it on the TV. I kind of get how actors get a bit funny about seeing themselves on the big screen, although that is your job.
But surely when it's such a big success, you'd go, oh, absolutely, I want to see the finished product.
Don't forget, it was one of her first movies. She was only 17 at the time. It has become just a juggernaut worldwide. I've seen it no less than 50 times. Mm-hmm. That's not an exaggeration. Yep. So it's nearly 20 years old.
Yeah.
Once or twice a year for the last, at least 50 times I've seen it.
Look, if Keira Knightley was 17 when she was in it, her and I must be about the same age. Because I reckon I was
late
30s? Mid. Definitely mid. She might be late. We might be a few years apart. Mm. Anyway. So I was going to say maybe it's just not her era, like maybe she was the wrong age for it. But no, her and I are pretty much the same age. We must be. So
I don't know anyone that doesn't love Love Actually.
Yeah.
It is a classic. It's re-quoted everywhere you go. Yeah. It's just it's fantastic on every level. Do you believe her when she says she doesn't? She's never seen it. No.
And she just should. Remember last year, one of the best viewings I've ever seen of it was I went and saw it with a live orchestra. So they play the movie on the big screen.
Love that.
Then you've got the orchestra on the stage, and so all those beautiful. Da, da,
yeah, I know the music. Da, da. I'm a fan.
Live.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And so she should see an experience like that.
And then the local stage show. I mean, there's a show in Brisbane, the city we live, called Christmas Actually, which sings the music of Love Actually.
All the songs.
And it's amazing.
Yeah. I saw that last year too. It was so good.
I'm calling BS on that. I don't believe her.
Yep.
And if it is true, what a waste.
Just see it.
Go and see it. It's a brilliant movie. Yeah. There's nothing about it I do
and
not love.
She should be very proud of it, too.
Absolutely.
She was excellent in it.
How many other spoofs or other movies have you seen where people hold up, you know, cue cards? The most famous scene of the movie. I know it's Christmas and,
everyone now takes that off for
absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely.
Like, you did that. Yeah. You should be proud.
Doesn't change our view on it, though. If you haven't seen it yet, I'd reckon it'd be hard to find someone that hasn't seen it. I feel for you. Get out and watch it now because it's a couple of days to go. You want to see Love Actually. We're wrapping it up with our mailbag and we'll sing it out with one of our favourite Christmas tunes as we wrap up Christmas Podding next.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. We're doing a podcast a day from now to Christmas Day. It's our 12 Days of Christmas podcast. Let's check in with the mailbox. We've got some letters over the last couple of days.
We've had some great feedback. Jacob has messaged in the show saying, guys, love the podcast. I discovered you on Podcast Addict last year. Now, that must be like a podcast recommendation site.
Yep.
Thank you. He anxiously awaits each episode and tells everybody he meets about the podcast, so that is great to hear. And good to know he doesn't have much anxious waiting for the next 12 days, does he?
One a day.
I mean, he's in for a treat.
Please tell your friends.
So, thank you, Jacob. Also, just had a line from Donna, who is listening from Southampton in the UK. So I'm sure she loves references.
Donna, I was over there last year.
Every week.
Could have called in to say hi.
Yes. Well, maybe next time. But although she is an Aussie living in England, so she obviously just likes get a bit of the Aussie spirit while she's over there. Love the podcast. It makes her so happy. And surviving the lockdown has been a lot easier, she says, because of the podcast.
Oh, thank you,
so
Donna.
That is lovely.
Well, one a day between now and Christmas Day. It's our 12 Days of Christmas podcast. We like to wrap up the show with a Christmas classic. These are our own. We did it so we'd get away with copyright. So it's just it's basically a karaoke version.
Just please sing along. Like, it's our karaoke and it's your karaoke.
Yeah, this is not our best effort. We're doing Deck the Halls now. This is okay, but we do others better. I think we do the songs better. The traditional ones we struggle with a little bit.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, we let go on the songs, rocking around the Christmas tree. Like, we just let go,
Yeah, I mean, it was our best effort, though. I mean, it was the best we could do.
7
it just
out of 10.
Wasn't very good.
We hope. And we asked our producer, we said, put some auto-tune on it, and there's not enough auto-tune. I said to him, did you auto-tune it? Yeah. Well, could you put some more on?
Couldn't hear it. Yeah.
I reckon he's left it off. This is us doing Deck the Halls. Hey, tune in tomorrow morning, nice and early. There'll be another one. 12 Days of Christmas podcast, another episode early tomorrow morning. As we always like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La, 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la. See the blazing Yule before us. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure. Fa la 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 la. While I tell of Yuletide treasure. Fa la 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 la. Fast away the old year passes. Fa la 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 la. And lasses, fa la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together, fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la.
Have you opened your cheese?
No,
calendar?
I'm saving it.
Same.
Yeah.
It's the fun of it. Like I said, that chocolate one they've got at the moment,
yeah.
Like, it's the highlight of their day. You know?
I had been trying to tell you for years that your homemade advent calendar was pretty crappy.
I've realised now.
I've been talking about
you were right.
The three seasons.
I know.
Like, Vanessa, no one wants a homemade advent calendar.
I know.
It's a crap idea.
See the blazing hue before
Point me in.
Us.
Well done.
Why don't we do an alternate?
No, I don't do Alice. You can.
No, I don't want to.